Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. All right, the national COVID-19 cases yesterday was around 55,000. We're at a seven-day rolling average now of just short of 86,000, so the numbers are going in the right direction. Joining us now is Dr. Jim Adams, the Chief Medical Officer and Senior Vice President of Northwestern Medicine. His visits are sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of healthcare. If you've got a question about COVID-19, or really just about anything medical, give us a call. Dr. Adams, welcome.
Thanks very much.
You'll take sports questions as well or just medical questions?
I'll see what I can handle.
We'll take them all. The numbers are going the right way, aren't they?
They are going the right direction. It's nice to see.
And what is the cause of that?
So nobody knows. The natural course of pandemics are to have these rises and falls. But we do know that a lot of people are wearing their masks, keeping distance, and that's a good thing. It is helping control the epidemic for sure.
Since you talk about the rises and drops, I've heard others say that there could be another peak ahead of us because of these various strains that are making their way around. Is that something we should be concerned about?
So I'm vaccinated. I'm still wearing my masks. I'm still keeping distance for that very reason. We don't know what these variants bring. It is natural to have these, and so I'm not unduly worried. I'm just maintaining my precautions.
So you think there's a possibility that the vaccine might not cover the strains that are coming at us?
So far, the news is very good, and the vaccines have been miraculously successful, and I have full confidence in the vaccines. But why push it? I think that time will give us more information, and I can just comfortably maintain my precautions, even though I'm vaccinated.
If you've got a question for Dr. Adams, give us a call at 312-981-7200, or you can send a text to that same number. I think I ask you every time you're on with me whether or not you'd eat at a restaurant. The city announced today that it's going up to 40% capacity or 50 people, whichever is fewer. You think we're ready for that?
So each restaurant, in my view, handles it a bit differently, and I like to see good ventilation. I like to see space between the tables, and I think restaurants that keep the distance between the people and keep the ventilation are fine, and I would have everybody be cautious about it. Don't let loose, but I do think that we're in a decent state if we don't let down our guard.
How have we found any outbreaks that have been related to restaurants around the country? I mean, I guess it's kind of, well, they do contact tracing. Has there been any evidence of that?
So I know there have been good detailed reports around the world in other countries about how the virus has flowed from one table to the next, especially depending on ventilation. So there's a lot of science going into it. So, yeah, we know that this can occur. However, we also know how to prevent it, and that's why you see the public health guidelines as detailed as they are.
Yeah, I'm not trying to pick a fight with either side. I just wondered, though, do we know that there have been outbreaks linked to restaurants?
Yeah, there have, okay. And it's mysterious how it passes among tables. But so we do know that that has occurred. However, we also know that it can be prevented. So I think it is okay to be cautious, but go about business.
So do you go out to dinner at restaurants?
I will occasionally. I'm picky about the venue and the setting, but yeah, I have.
Yeah, I mean, I go out with my wife. We've not gone out with other couples yet, which is a little different, right? Because unless they're in your pod, then you are sitting across the table from someone for an extended period of time.
Well, people do get COVID from people who feel completely well, but who exactly this have over to the house or go out to dinner with. So yeah, that's where we see it occur.
We have a text here. Is the vaccine safe for a person with low platelets?
Interesting question, because that is being investigated. So far, there's no evidence that it's harmful at all with people with low platelets. And I know a lot of people over age 85, over age 75, now over 65, getting the vaccine with low platelets, and they've all done fine. So time will tell, but right now there's no evidence of worry.
Dr. Adams, this is kind of an odd question, but I'm always impressed with you or the other doctors we have on and how every time I throw a question at them, you know, you have an informed answer. How are you, I mean, do you get a daily briefing or how are you educated on the latest and what's going on this way?
So two things. One, we have an expert team across our 11 hospital health system who's looking at all of the information across these 11 hospitals full-time and sharing it. And then second, I get the scientific literature and I read all the time, all the science and all the both briefings and journal articles constantly.
Is there, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no. So this act of reading is really important for the science.
Is there general agreement on the course of action? I mean, we hear when there's disagreement, but I don't know sometimes if that's fringe or that's noise or, I mean, is there consensus about the way we should be handling things?
There is actually a very, very strong consensus. What we see, though, is in the media pushes out very early information, and it has stronger resonance than sometimes the scientists would prefer.
Right.
So there is very strong consensus around the safe course of action.
I remember years ago, man, 20, 25 years ago, seeing Alan Simpson, the senator from Wyoming, and he was talking to the young Republicans. It was on C-SPAN, and he made a point that stayed with me. But the thing about the media is they think they always need to present two sides, and sometimes there isn't another side. You know, if the Senate votes 99-1 on one measure or not, we, in fairness, think we need to go talk to the one. Well, no, it was 99-1. Maybe that one doesn't have much to say.
And sometimes we're presenting things that are interesting ideas, but very, very early, and they really have to be tested, and it just carries too much weight, even though it's a very interesting early thought.
We're talking to Dr. Jim Adams. He is the chief medical officer and the senior vice president at Northwestern Medicine. You want a second opinion from the doctor? Give us a call at 312-981-7200. Here's Mary. We're talking to Dr. Jim Adams, the chief medical officer and senior vice president of Northwestern Medicine. Dr. Adams, maybe more timely even than COVID is, what happens if you've got an aching back today from shoveling snow?
Oh, so number one, take an anti-inflammatory, Motrin or aspirin, whatever you can tolerate, Tylenol, and then gently stretch. Your body is made to move, but not strain. So gently move your back, stretch your back, but take anti-inflammatories. It'll be much better tomorrow and nearly gone in 2 or 3 days.
I always hated ice. Is ice a good idea?
Sometimes ice or heat, whatever feels better, can help relieve the spasm.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yep.
Because I always preferred heat. And I saw it would do nothing. Damien has called. Damien, welcome to WGN.
Hello. Thank you.
What can we do for you?
So my question is, when you're talking about the restaurant ventilation, a lot of us, are eating in tents instead of inside that are just have hot air being blown in. And
right.
The ventilation of the regular restaurant is actually much better. So how does that make any sense?
Well, so the objective would be to have good airflow, and the more air exchanges, the better. So if it's so tightly enclosed that the air is not exchanging, that's not good. So in the hospital, we measure air exchanges per hour. And outside, you can imagine, with a breeze blowing through, it's much easier to accomplish lots of air exchange.
Damien, I appreciate the call, Damien. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sure. How are we doing with vaccine? I think Dr. Arwady from the city today said that most people are getting their vaccines from their normal health care provider. Is that your understanding as well?
Right. Our hospitals are vaccinating according to the city and the state criteria. The Department of Public Health are setting the criteria, and we're giving a lot of vaccine and inviting people as soon as they hit the criteria.
Are they signing up through ZocDoc with the city and going to Northwestern, or are you working with your own patients to give the vaccine to?
Many hospital and health systems, including ours, have our own scheduling system. The ZocDoc works to get into the city channels, so either will work. It depends how you get an invitation. Or look online. Walgreens also has some appointments available occasionally.
The governor says that this cold weather is going to slow down arrival of some vaccines. Is that your expectation?
It'll speed back up again. I wouldn't worry about that. It'll be a small delay.
How are you feeling about all this? Are we going to be done by the summer?
So done is a little too strong a word, but I think every
finished
month
it through
goes.
Kaput, you pick it.
Not completely done, but feeling a lot better.
All right, Mary has called. Mary, welcome to WGN.
All you got is the jambalaya.
Mary's ordering dinner, apparently. Oops, I just hung up on her. We'll try Bob instead. Bob, what can I help you with? Bob? Bob, can you hear me? Well, apparently we'll put Bob on hold there. I'm not sure what the people can't hear us. We have some texts as well, and one was about CDC suggestions that had to do with whether or not you should take Tylenol before or after a vaccine. They say no. What do you know about that, doctor?
So it's again, early information, not completely known, but the advice is don't take Tylenol before your shot. A lot of us think, no, maybe I should take some Motrin, take some Tylenol, and it'll lessen my symptoms. The advice is just take your shot, be rested, hydrated, take the shot, and take Tylenol or Motrin after your shot. The fear is that it will lessen your body's response if you take it before.
So Mary, who was ordering jambalaya there, her question was she's had both shots and they were kind of itchy. Is that a reaction you've seen? And if that's the case, would Tylenol or something like that help?
We do see a little bit of itchiness. There's a soreness, an achiness, maybe even itchiness. The Tylenol really does help with that. It should not be allergic level itchiness, for which case Benadryl would be needed, but the irritation is normal.
All right, let's try again with Bob. Bob, welcome to WGN.
Yeah, what if you've had Guillain-Barre? Can you take the COVID vaccine?
I would talk to my doctor about that because I think it will depend per individual. And I would hesitate at this point, but so far it seems like this vaccine has no relationship to Guillain-Barre, but I don't want to say that definitively. I'd talk to the doctor, dear doctor, and watch as more data come in.
Thank you for the call, Bob. Appreciate it. We had a text from someone who is worried about breastfeeding. Should that be a concern with the vaccine?
So far, there's no evidence that there's any concern with breastfeeding in the vaccine. And I think the news is good. Now, admittedly, this vaccine was not tested in women who are breastfeeding, not tested in women who are pregnant. So people, doctors are being cautious, thoughtful, and watching. But right now, there's no indications of worry.
All right, one more I want to ask you about. My husband and I, this is a text, had COVID-19 in November and recovered. When can we get the vaccine?
Recommended 90 days after your immunity will start to wane. And that's the right time to get the vaccine. So wait 3 months.
Dr. Jim Adams, it's always informative when you stop by. Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News.